What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, there's a very interesting article. We were talking about climate and blocking the sun and everything. And Global Research has an article about how changes in large investment firms like BlackRock are actually causing the global energy crisis. Now, BlackRock is pushing, you know, ESG. And basically, they're saying that the money is going to go green. They're funding green, sustainable energy projects and yanking investment from coal mines and oil fields, which is all well and good. But the big problem I've had with the environmental movement is they say we have to give up oil and we have to give up gas and we have to give up all this other stuff. But they have yet to come up with an actual working replacement. The solar farms are not meeting the demand that we need. The windmills aren't meeting the demand that we need. And, it's a real problem. And, you know, we have, you know, these investment firms are now acting like they're becoming the government. And I'm afraid they actually believe that here. And so they're making decisions that are going to affect our lives. All right. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Now, this next one is really going to upset you here. It's from newsaddicts.com. And apparently the World Economic Forum is urging governments around the globe to find ways to reprocess human waste for public consumption to fight climate change. In other words, they want to take what comes out of your bottom and dick it around with some chemicals and put it back in at the top, along with all the bugs and the fake meat and everything like that. That's a general ew. And it's all in the name of fighting climate change, you know, because of carbon emissions from food production. I know how to deal with the carbon emissions. Just plant more trees. In fact, there was a funny story from back when Al Gore was first starting this whole global warming thing. And a member on his staff said, you know, I've done some calculations here, and if we just increase, you know, the forestation of the planet by just a few percent, you know, the problem goes away. It was immediately fired, of course. Oh, my goodness. The World Economic Forum is also out there saying that by the year 2030, we will all be wearing uniforms and there will be no fashion industry. I don't think they understand just how much money and power the fashion industry has right now. Apparently, the European Union is getting on the bandwagon to investigate whether the sun's rays can be blocked. You know, like we get a gigantic bottle of SPF 1000 and just smear it all over the planet. And, you know, like I said, this was part of the Matrix universe, and it didn't work out really well for them. They could cause a lot of permanent damage. And again, considering how badly they managed COVID, I'm really reluctant to let them mess around anymore with nature, especially when you consider that all of the dire predictions by the global warming people over the last couple of decades, none of them came true. Not one of them. These big scary productions like Greta Thunberg, you know, where the world is going to die if we don't do this, and, you know, Al Gore saying that the Arctic was going to be completely ice-free, and that year, actually, they had more ice than normal. Now, here's an interesting little article. This came from CNN, and they're saying that, you know, we could slash carbon emissions on cargo ships by having giant kites pull them along in the wind, okay? And so, congratulations, CNN. You've just reinvented the sailing ship, but apparently, there is a company called Seawing. It's a French company, and it basically takes kite surfing and scales it up to the point where it can actually pull along a ship. And so apparently they're currently testing a prototype on a cargo ship traveling between France and the U.S. Now, the downside of a sailing ship is you've got to know where to put the ship to catch the favorable wind here. Democratic Maine Governor Janet Mills vetoed a bill Monday that would have bolstered Maine's offshore wind industry, a move which stands at odds with Joe Biden's larger green energy agenda. This was reported in the Washington Post. Now, there are two things about the wind bill, the wind windmills. First, they're wearing out very, very quickly, much more quickly than was expected. And there's no way to recycle those turbine, those big blades. They just get dumped in a pile. And the third thing is, in putting these windmills where the winds are blowing, they're also putting them into the migratory paths of certain birds. And there was a video I saw on Twitter where somebody was showing a bird that had literally been chopped in two by one of these windmills. And it is a problem. Okay, over in Sweden, they have given up on the green energy agenda, and they're returning to nuclear power. They're going to fire those reactors up, and they're going to go back to having a reliable, stable energy system. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was calling about RFK Jr. As a matter of fact, I sent you an email to an interview of his he had over the weekend, or it was pre-recorded last week. And it's very revealing. Dennis Kucinich is his campaign manager. I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, and so it's Dennis Kucinich, campaign manager. And he speaks like one of us. I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, through the whole thing, I was amazed at how pointed he was at the failures and the incompetence and the criminality of the Biden regime. I mean, it's for a Democrat to say that is something else. Now, you know, we all remember Obama and how he was in 2008. He was going to end signing statements, which are executive orders. He was going to close Gitmo. He was going to end the war in Iraq. And then as soon as he got in office, he turned, 180 degrees. Now, I'm not saying that RFK Jr. is going to do that. But, you know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. I just don't know. Is this
no, you got it backwards. Because, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah. Shame on me, yeah. Well, shame on me if I fall for it. I don't know. I hate to be a pessimist, but how are they going to allow him to even get the nomination? They stole it from Sanders, and surely Kucinich is aware of that, and the fraud is just out of control in the voting. So is he going to be a spoiler to maybe split the protest vote? I mean, what do you think?
Anything is possible at this point. I mean, I'm looking at an article here where the Democrats are starting to realize they can't go with Joe Biden. And now they're talking about running Kamala Harris. But she is the most unfavorable vice president in U.S. history. So, if they run her against Donald Trump, it will be an epic disaster.
Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard chopped her to pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. She sure did. I think they're going to try with Gavin Newsom. I think that's going to be their play. And RFK Jr. is going to run as an independent.
Yeah, well, that may explain why he's running around the country acting like he's campaigning while saying he's not campaigning.
Yeah. Trump is way ahead of DeSantis and anybody else. He's surging in the polls on the Republican side. I don't think he's going away. I don't think.
Well, I'm very Trump concerned versus... about his health, to put it delicately.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're not going to let Trump in. So I think this is the deal. They're going to have RFK Jr. run as an independent and do like Perot did. You know, he's kind of a spoiler. He's going to spoil the Republican side once again,
because RFK Jr. is, after all, a Democrat. He might be, if he runs third party, he'd be more likely to split the Democratic vote.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe so. This Oppenheimer movie that they're hyping up on TV, it's pretty disturbing to me, especially now considering the circumstances. They're glamorizing the atomic bomb.
Yeah, you know? That's worrying.
Yeah, it sure is worrying. And I don't get how the nukes are fake, and what did they execute the Rosenbergs for smuggling fake secrets? I mean, is North Korea exploding fake nukes? I'm still hearing that. In fact, it's more forceful than even a couple of months ago. I don't know. Anyhow, thanks for taking my call.
All right, you've got it. Well, there's a lot of junk being thrown onto social media, and the volume is increasing dramatically. It's the flat earth stuff is all over the place. Chemtrails, fake Apollo landings, Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster's love child. It's an attempt to kookify social media in the hope that it's going to lead people to go back to the controlled corporate media. It's not really working. But the more and more of this nonsense I see posted on social media, to me, it says they're desperate to try and regain the narrative. And like I said, the one thing that may save us from this rumored false flag attack on the nuclear power plant is if they realize the public is just not going to buy the official story about what's happening.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Well, I hope those sirens aren't coming for you. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking about the climate here. Now, over in New York City, there is a crackdown now on coal and wood-fired pizzerias. Okay, and so, they're basically telling these pizza parlors that, you've got to get a new electric pizza oven, which is going to change the flavor of the food because, that flavor of the wood, gets in there, especially if you're using mesquite. And, but again, those pizza ovens, they're not generating that much carbon dioxide. I mean, if you take a look at some of these private jets that are flying all over, they're putting out more CO2 per flight than one of these pizza ovens does in an entire year. And what they're doing is they're forcing people to buy new equipment, to just spend more money and pay more taxes and so forth. Now, story coming out of Daily Skeptic. There's a new paper that examined the computer code inside NASA's Model E climate simulation. They found it doesn't even reproduce basic physics correctly. So it can't get predictions correct. This kind of reminds me about the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. Somebody leaked their computer software out, and experts looked at it and said, it's rigged. It's rigged to produce a result that says the world is getting warmer. 512-248-8252. We're going to get to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. You know, last hour you mentioned something about plutonium rounds for tanks.
No, depleted uranium.
Depleted uranium. Okay, well, it's still nuclear.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't Putin say this was a while back, maybe early in the war? He says, if America sends the uranium shells, we'll consider that a act of war because you're polluting their country with radioactivity.
Yeah, you're poisoning the country you claim to be saving.
Yeah, that makes. I mean, but the United States has been warned by Putin already. Okay, apparently they don't take him too seriously. And I think we have a ticking time bomb in this country as far as the nuclear power plants. And John Moore has a woman on, I think, every week. I forgot her name, but she used to actually oversee the building, sort of like a project manager on these nuclear power plants. And they were only given a 20-year lifespan. Do you know some of them are going on their fourth 20-year?
Well, we obviously, some of these reactors do need to be decommissioned, but they've developed ways to extend the lifespan on the reactors, and the question is, you know, are they compromising safety by doing that?
That's what I'm questioning, because I was I spent a couple of days golfing and stuff like that, vacationing in Michigan this past weekend. One of the guys, he was the nephew of the guy who invited me. He works for a private company that goes in there and he sets up some kind of machine. This isn't in the reactor. This is in the turbines. And it's just to see if there's any loose metal, any fatigue on any of the blades or the gears or anything else like that. And he does an assessment, and he tells them, okay, in order to repair this, it's going to be $70 million, say, okay? Who's mm-hmm. to say that they're spending the $70 million to repair that? Is that going to be an issue in the future? I mean, maybe the darn thing would go down. But if it's not producing power, the generators have to kick in, which are going to be natural gas or diesel, mm-hmm. in order to keep those cooling ponds cool.
Yep.
We've got all those radioactive rods, whether they be plutonium or uranium. I don't know what they use. Maybe they use both, but they don't use thorium. And I understand thorium, the breakdown on it is 1 year, but they're not going to get the power out of it or the...
They can get the power out of it. It requires a reactor design. But the reason the United States has pushed for uranium fission reactors is you get bomb stuff out of them. You know, you get the plutonium to make, you know, the plutonium bomb. When you're using thorium as a reactor source, you don't get the weapons-grade material.
Okay. Hey, and just one thing I wanted to add to what Bruce from Texas was saying. I got a question for you. I don't know the answer. Who supplies the polls? Who are the actual polling people? Because he made a comment about, like, Trump being at 72% or something like that.
Well, the polling organizations, you know, they basically go on out and they call people at random, or they call people from lists. And a lot of the polls are just as rigged as the elections are remember in the run-up to the 2016 election, you know, the pollsters were out there saying Hillary Clinton's got 95% approval. She's going to be it. And then, of course, Trump pulled off his come-from-behind victory.
You're right. I remember hearing that. I mean, Trump had no chance until the next day after the election. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Mike. That's. I was just wondering if mainstream media were paying these people to call and stand outside places and ask who you're voting for, blah, blah, blah. Or... I mean, is it a legit? If it's anything that has to do with the government, it's not legit. If it's anything that has to do with mainstream media, it's not legit. Okay, so who's doing the polling and who's paying them?
Well, media pays them, politicians pay them. There's two kinds of polling going on. There's the external polls that are reported to the public, which, again, can be rigged to try and shape perception. The internal polls are run to be as accurate as possible so that the politicians, companies, media have a good feel on what's really going on in the public mind.
But do we ever get to hear the internal polls?
No, it's very rare that they get leaked.
If you look beyond that, you don't even have to look beyond that, and you realize that the elections are rigged.
Well, we know the elections are rigged, and now the majority of Americans think that that's true.
Now the polling is rigged.
64%.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is that the polling is rigged. I mean, no matter how many stages of this there is, if two are rigged, you got to question the other 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, whatever. So, hey, all right, thanks, Mike. You have a good day. Say hi to Claire.
All right, we've got to take a break for commercials here. We've got callers waiting on the line. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Let's talk Bidenomics. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. President Biden and his team are standing behind their economic record as Biden kicks off his reelection campaign. Let's talk about some numbers. $2.39. That was the price of a gallon of regular gasoline on Inauguration Day 2021. $3.56 was the average price yesterday. That is a $1.17 or 49% increase, which costs the average driver an additional $525 a year. So Bidenomics is not good on gasoline. 2.65% was the rate for a 30-year mortgage when Biden took office. 7.51% is the 30-year fixed rate today. That is a 283% increase that costs home buyers an extra $528 a month on a $100,000 mortgage. And those together, the Biden economy, cost the average home buyer with a car an extra $6,861 a year. So sure, unemployment is down, but Bidenflation is robbing all of us. Remember to listen what a politician doesn't say. Until next time, Cibus Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Francis in North Carolina, what's on your mind today?
Oh, what is on my mind, young man? And hello to that gorgeous gal, Claire.
Okay.
To start with. You know, the whole aspect of using wind to power these ships out in the seas and all that, to scoot them around and all that, we got plenty of wind power for that. We got plenty of it. We just have to take a big funnel, stick it in the backside of D.C., the District of Criminals, and just simply let them blow it. And it will just blow the ships wherever they need to go. And
well,
we got it,
that'll get the ship from the U.S. to France, but how do you get it back?
Darn, you had to put a burst my bubble with that one.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'll have to do a round trip air tube, or what are you going to call it? One of those soft foam air guns or whatever, and use that from France and blow it back. But anyway, I'm digressing. But it was a good humorous slot, though. As far as life is concerned, if you know something, if people, now this is really going to go out on a limb, but if people have not seen that one film, They need to. But I have to preface this comment with the fact that they need to prepare themselves for it. They really do. It will take them on a roller coaster ride. And if they want drama, they got it. They want suspense, they got it. They want horror, they've got it. There's even just a little bit of death in it, twinged with a little bit of happiness here and there in the film. Okay. I think you know which film I'm speaking of.
Yeah.
For that matter. But I did go see it, and I had to prepare myself because, one, I abhor the aspect of using children in this fashion, regardless of what age they are. It's absurd and abhorrent. And so the storyline was fantastic, given it was based off a true story and all that. And ironically, I feel for the actors that had to play the villains, because that couldn't have been easy on them. It really couldn't have been easy on them. So they had to really process through a lot to go through presenting this piece, for that matter. So, but to be honest with you, people that do this to children, whether it be male or female, they do not deserve the right to propagate. They should, just like a dog or a cat, they need to be spayed and neutered, period. They don't deserve the honor and the privilege of procreating, because, quite frankly, that what they're doing with the innocence is abhorrent and reprehensible. I cried a lot during that film. I also laughed a little bit here and there. I did have a smile here and there, but that was very, you know, a very intense moment when that happened. And quite frankly, ironically, there was one person that made the most iconic and most intriguing comment when apprehended by law enforcement. And I'm not going to say who it was or what they said, but when people see the film, it'll hit them like a brick bat across the face. And they'll figure out who I'm talking about and what was said. Okay. I'm not going to give it away. But I found out, I was like, you know, that's just typical, the pot calling the kettle black deal.
Yes.
You know, but actually having seen the film yourself, perhaps, you know what I'm speaking of to start with. So I don't.
I have not seen the film. We don't actually have any movie theaters nearby to us, so I'm going to have to wait until it's available for download online, but I'm definitely going to see it. And I mean, you know, it's out pulling Indiana Jones, so you know, people want to see what's going on.
I can comprehend that, and quite frankly, you know, I was thinking that when I was sitting in the theater, I thought, you know, there's only going to be a few people out here in the theater that's seeing it locally. I was floored as to how many people showed up in the theater to see this film. I was blown. I thought, you know, people are not going to see this film about how children are abused and handled and mishandled and so forth. I was flabbergasted. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I mean, the people were pouring in, absolutely pouring in. And I thought, wow. So if people have a thought about children now before seeing the film that, well, you know, absolutely adorable child and so forth, and the families that have them, this will give a whole different appreciation of that child's life entirely.
All right. So, well, Francis, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Colorado. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. Friday, you were doing a story on aspartame being a carcinogen. And I wonder if you remember how that came into being.
As I understand, it was originally developed as a biological weapon, a neurological weapon, but they discovered it when it was diluted down, it was very, very sweet. And I seem to remember there was a major politician whose name is escaping me right now who literally sort of ramrodded that through. It was Donald Rumsfeld. Okay,
yes,
that makes sense.
I picked it up off your site 15, 20 years ago, I think. But
well,
that girl that submitted it,
I don't remember everything that's on my website.
Down.
I'm an old guy. What can I tell you?
Then they made Don Rumsfeld the CEO, and boom, it went right in.
Yeah. And then he was the defense secretary.
Yeah. Good guy.
Yep.
So, okay. Thank you.
Okay. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to what Jerry in Chicago and I were talking about, apparently Japan is getting ready to dump 1.3 million tons of treated wastewater into the sea from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. And, of course, the big question is it really properly treated? Is it going to be radioactive? And, you know, there's a lot of dumping of radioactive material into the oceans with the idea that if it's spread out over the entire ocean, it's not going to be that harmful. It'll just be part of the background nuclear radiation. So, anyway, speaking of radiation, I'm looking on social media and I'm still seeing all this stuff about an attack on that nuclear reactor and World War III for real. And if World War III cranks up, the inevitable result will be that as soon as one side or the other realizes they cannot win the war conventionally, that's when they're going to launch the nuclear weapons. The other side will launch their nuclear weapons, and it's going to be a really, really unpleasant day. And you might want to think about getting some precautions like potassium iodate pills for radiation. Just because you don't live next to a nuclear target doesn't mean you won't be a victim of radiation. And I'll tell you why I know that to be true. Many, many years ago when I was a kid going to elementary school in New Hampshire, they had a goof out at Nevada. It was still during the above ground tests. And they set off a nuclear bomb that threw a lot more radiation into the atmosphere than anybody expected. And it literally drifted across the entire United States. And when it got to New Hampshire, I remember going to school and being told to sit in the hallway. The design of the school was very simple. There was a hallway, classrooms on either side, and we were not allowed into the classrooms. We were not allowed out for recess or lunch. We were just told to sit in the center corridor until it was time to go home. Obviously, we could use the bathroom and everything. And they had games and stuff for us to keep us entertained. But I remember looking through the door into the classroom I would normally be sitting at, out the windows, at what was a very lovely day, and just dealing with this idea that there was something invisible in that air that could harm me. So that made a lasting impression on me. Okay, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Neil in Boston. Hello, Neil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hi. First of all, thank God that you're still here. But second of all, I picked up the phone because the topic was aspartame a second ago. Aspartame is the, I don't know if you remember, Tully Savalas and Diet Coke and this, that, the other thing. So it's Donald Rumsfeld, and there's a company called Searle, and they were, they had genetically modified E. coli. Right, so
okay,
and there's a movie, a documentary about this. It's called Sweet Misery.
I've seen that. I've seen that. It's a good movie.
It's an awesome movie. Everyone needs to, you know, watch it. If anybody in somebody's family or friends, watch that, because it's literally a bioweapon. E. coli is a bioweapon. And then...
No, E. coli actually is part of your digestive process. It's in your body. You can get too much of it, and it will be toxic, but there's always E. coli in your gut.
So, but aspartame is like, has no business being in, like, in your stomach. It's just literally... Oh, and there are, when you like digest it, when you or me or the human body digests it, it turns into like basically like it's like death. That's the only.
Well, you know, at one point it was being investigated as a biological weapon because it's what's called an excitotoxin, which means in high dosages it causes your neurons to fire more easily and it can paralyze you and kill you that way here. I've actually found the movie online, and I'm going to post it to What Really Happened. And, yeah, I remember seeing this years and years ago. Okay, so...
I love you, Mike. Just
All right, keep on going. Phone call here, and let's do product reports and science and health. Okay, and 512-248-8252, we're going to go to Paul in Michigan. Paul, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, have a proposal, a solution to fixing all the potholes in all our local roads in all 50 states. And here in Michigan, they are the worst of all the states. And in the past, back in the 50s and 60s, we used to have sinking funds for repair and replacement of infrastructure. That is, fixing roads, bridges, water, and sewer. You know, a sinking fund for all that. But over the years, the politicians cut out the sinking funds because they wanted to cut taxes to get more votes. Well, here's my solution to fixing the roads. Our governor here 4 years ago proposed a 45-cent gas tax, which is a fixed cost, which failed miserably, overwhelmingly, by both houses of the legislature the very first week. But here's my solution. I am proposing a 45-cent caffeine tax, which is 15 cents caffeine tax on coffee, 15 cents caffeine tax on soda pop, and 15 cent caffeine tax on chocolate, because all three of those have caffeine, total 45 cent caffeine tax. And the nice thing about this caffeine tax, it's not a fixed cost if you choose not to buy coffee, chocolate, or soda pop. But in today's world, many people in our country buy one of those three or all three daily, weekly, monthly, etc. So what do you think of my proposal of this 45-cent caffeine tax to fix the potholes in our local roads?
Well, the problem, as you say, is people could simply decide to stop buying those taxed items. And, you know, most people feel we're already being taxed way too much. The other problem is people don't consume coffee and chocolate in the same amounts that it takes to fill up your family car.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. That is so, one. That is one difference. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right now, there's talk of taxing you for the miles you drive in order to get money out of the drivers of electric vehicles who are not paying a gasoline tax, obviously. And you
that's
know, government,
done by
they
GPS
don't want to give up
money. That's done by GPS satellite, correct?
I don't know how it's going to be implemented. It could just simply be implemented using the car's odometer.
Okay, that's another possibility. But the point is, our potholes, especially here in Michigan, are not getting fixed. It keeps going on governor after governor, legislature after legislature. They keep giving all that money to the local and higher education and other pet projects, but none of it goes to fixing those potholes. And if my proposal would have went into effect 4.5 years ago when I first proposed it, we could have had a lot of our local potholes fixed, you know, 4.5 years later, at least some of our. In Michigan here, one block of city street costs $10,000 to repave. That's tear it up and repave it. $10,000 for one city block. Now, if we would have collected money, a caffeine tax on chocolate, soda pop, and coffee, we could have fixed some of those local roads at $10,000 a pot. So what do you think of that?
Well, it's an interesting idea, but I do think that there are some problems with it that need to be worked out. Again, with
right.
the fact that, you know, people may just simply decide to give up coffee and chocolate and whatever. For one thing, I don't drink diet sodas. And
I don't either.
I don't really do all that much chocolate. So, and not, you know, think about it, not even that much coffee anymore. So, you know, I would not be paying as much in taxes, say, somebody else in another house here. But again, overall, we're not consuming the same volume of these products as we are consuming the volume of gasoline going into the cars. And so I don't
right.
think you're going to get the revenue from this, your idea that we got from the gasoline tax.
Right. When I proposed this to the governor and the legislature, all of them shot it down because they said, we're going to lose too many votes if we put that caffeine tax into effect. So what do you think
of
that?
Well, they're probably right about that.
Right. But the nice thing about the caffeine tax, it's voluntary. But a gas tax is not voluntary. It's a fixed cost that you got to pay every time you pump gas, and everybody needs gas every day for their vehicle to get to work and errands and whatever. But this caffeine tax is variable. You don't have to buy coffee, chocolate, or soda pop every day or any day, but most people will buy it sooner or later here and there, and it all adds up. All that money adds up.
I don't think it's going to generate the revenue that you think it's going to generate here. Anyway, Paul, you know, cool idea. Keep working on it. And we're going to let you go here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, thanks, Mike, for taking my call. No, you know, it's interesting that people are still interested in having a tax imposed on them like we haven't been taxed to death. Have you ever seen that scenario where the guy puts together all the different taxes that we did and pretty much we're at a negative by the time we're done paying all the taxes? You know,
yeah,
the tax on your gas.
Yeah, the governments at all levels make more off of our labor than we do.
Yeah, okay. So what I called about was Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, because you said something earlier that, you know, by 2030, we'll all be wearing uniforms. There won't be any more fashion and stuff. But then you said that the fashion industry has far too much money and they're far too powerful. I would suggest to you that Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street owns these industries, just like they own Hollywood. They own your local bakery that's, you know, a box store. They own your warehouse of, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's. They own the chains of, and I'm not saying owns because we've had this conversation before. They're the largest investors in these companies. They've bought the largest shares. And with those three entities, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, they have over $22 trillion in assets. And somebody's really got to wrap their mind around $22 trillion. 22 doesn't mean anything. It's the trillion part that means something. So these guys don't care if this is how they're going to get us into uniforms, because they don't care if they lose money. They're going to make you buy a uniform by 2030. If this plan goes the way they're expecting it to, I mean, they want a total totalitarian nation here, or a world for that matter. These guys are going for
global.
Broke. Yeah, these guys are going for broke. They think they own this world, and apparently they think they own all of us in it, too.
Yep, it's definitely an attitude problem.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, you've got it, and we've got another caller waiting on the line, but we're coming up on a commercial, so I'm going to fix some news in there instead, and we'll get to the caller on the other side of the commercial. over in Italy, there is a super volcano, and it's about an hour from Mount Vesuvius, the volcano that buried Pompeii. It's a much more dangerous volcano to the surrounding population in the wider world. And I remember it was only a few years ago that scanning radar from orbit uncovered the fact that there are several massive calderas all over the southern part of Italy. And so apparently there is one that is saying, you know, there could be an eruption in the near future. by near future, they mean anywhere from tomorrow to 5,000 years from now. But it's going to make everybody nervous anyway. Okay. A Just Stop Oil donor has said its campaigners' protests are counterproductive and not accomplishing anything. And these consist of the performative slow marches in central London. And they're saying it's just not working out very well. Okay, let's see. Virgin Galactic space plane got a successful launch wound up. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to Destroyer of Weakness and Conqueror of Mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. And we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. What's on your mind today? Laura, are you there?
Great ant killer.
Oh, there you are.
All you have to do is spread it on your counter or your windowsill where the ants are coming in. And then in a couple of days, just clear it brush it off, and they're gone. They take it back to their nest. That's the best.
Yeah, you can do the same thing with a mixture of sugar and borax.
Okay. Yeah. Also, I want to say, I listened to the speech that Donald Trump gave. I think it was in South Carolina. Anyway, he said, one of the things he said was, we got to stop Putin from destroying the Ukraine. I'm thinking, where the hell are you? You don't know what's going on at all.
Yeah.
He would gladly stop.
Or he's, he's on board with the group that wants to destroy Russia, break it into a bunch of little countries.
Yeah, well, that's a reason, good reason not to vote for him, too. Mm-hmm. Very good reason. And, okay, the third thing, you just had that commercial about that
3D printed
like
bunkers.
A bunker for you. Wouldn't it be great, like, if you were building a house, if this stuff is 5 times stronger than the poured cement in your basement, you have a basement excavated, why not have that put in?
Well, I imagine if you've got the money, that that would probably be a good thing to do. You know, when I win the Powerball, we'll probably get an underground bunker ourselves.
I'm saying not just for the bunker, just the fact that it's 5 times stronger than cement. It'd make a great basement.
Yes, it would.
So, I don't know, I just thought about that one. I was sorry. I might hear that commercial. But anyway, just use NutraSweet and kill those ants. No problem.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to go to Robert in Illinois. Hello, Robert. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Quick on this aspartame thing. Ted Brewer says that having the aspartame, you might as well be drinking paint thinner. That it's, eating away at your brain and, also leads to all sorts of health problems, including Alzheimer's, dementia, you name it. But it's equivalent to drinking paint thinner when it comes down to it. According to
Well, I mean, we know that in large amounts it is dangerous for your nervous system and your brain. That's apparently the application they were using as a weapon. It's called an excitotoxin. It overstimulates your neurons.
And a little fun fact, they're allowed now to put it about 10%, at minimum, 10% into each bag of sugar they sell at the store, retail.
That they were adulterating regular natural sugar with aspartame.
Yeah.
That concerns me.
Oh, shoot, end the show?
Okay, well, Robert, I got to let you go. The music is playing. The show is over. Thank you for the call. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William Repellum is taking the microphone. Please spread the word to republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.